Okay, we're going to start. Page 2122. This is such an important topic, and it's so complicated because there's so many different opinions how to figure it out, they calculated it in the shul, and for every chumrah, there's a kula. So when we talk about the, when is Olos HaShachar? So this came up, right? So Olos HaShachar has a chumrah and a kula. What do I mean? The earliest time for Olos HaShachar is very convenient when it comes to davening in the morning. But there's also chumrah, and that is, when does the fast day begin? Right? The later Olos HaShachar is, the later you can still eat in the morning. But be careful, because it also means that you can't do certain activities till that time. So this is a very important topic. So what we're going to do just today is going to outline the different calculations, because any mitzvah, which is a day mitzvah, needs to be done after Olos HaShachar. And really, many mitzvahs are not going to need to be done after the shachar, but really should be done after Netzachama. The classic example is a bris milah. No one today in the modern world will allow a bris milah before Netz. They're going to make you wait till Netz because it's Daraisa, I want a kid. You know, it's like, you know, no. You might be Yotzei B'dieved, but no one wants to give a kid a bris milah B'dieved, right? That's not what we want to do. Even Tkiyah Shofar, I mean, the odds, unless, again, you're in the army, you're going to war, and you got to do it at 5:30 in the morning, that's your shofar, you're going to have a shofar all day, perhaps that would be an example of a really b'dieved situation for your shofar. But otherwise, most people on shofar Rosh Hashanah, no one's davening before Olos HaShachar, before Netz HaChama, to get the shofar, which we do, you know, way into the end of davening, you know, it's not going to happen, not very practical. By Kriyat Shema, it's definitely practical. By Tefillin, it's extremely practical. So these things are really, you know, reading Megillah in the morning on Purim day, potentially it could be, depends if we change the clocks, didn't change the clocks. These things are pretty, pretty practical. Although Megillah reading, you know, before Olos HaShachar is pretty hard to get to. From a practical perspective. Agreed. I'm saying in the normal places in the world, it's going to be pretty hard to, just because the day, in most of the time, it's not going to be, this is the hardest time of year. Well, actually, before we change the clocks, it's a hard time in terms of how late it was. So let's take a look. So there's four opinions. The definition, however, appears to be clear, Olos HaShachar, and the Rambam writes, Magdir Olos HaShachar, here's a dictionary definition, Amud HaShachar Hu Ha'amud HaNotzetz Be'at Mizrach Kodem Olos HaShemesh. So definition of Olos HaShachar is what happens?
You can see light without the sun.
You can see, so look at the interesting definition, that you don't see light above the horizon, that the light is notzetz, is beginning to, and it's itza, like you're going to see like a spray, you're going to see like a spark, in the corner of the east, before the sun goes up. So the sun's not up, that's a different time of day. So the light is beginning to, you see a ray of light coming over the eastern corner. And at that point in time, it's halachic daytime, you can't daven marv anymore, fast day begins, right? All those various nafkaminas, shofar kicks in, lulav kicks in, all those things begin, right? Saying, we just finished it, brachos haTorah, that kicks in as well, right? The question is, what's its length? Because that's a very odd definition, and what does that mean? Especially, what about if it's cloudy outside? How's it going to help you, right? Or what about if you can't see the east, you have a building in front of you, or you have, whatever it is. So here we go, the Gemara defines the time. This leads to something easier to define and way more complicated. Here's the definition. Listen to this. The Gemara says, Zman Olos HaShachar Makdim Et Zman Netz HaChama. So sunrise is very, well, I would say that's very easy. There's only one issue exactly when Netz HaChama is with that another time. We're not there yet. But the definition is, Olos HaShachar is Netz HaChama, sunrise, minus the time that it takes a regular person to walk for a meal. That's the definition. Yeshua Shemalach, a regular person, Arba Milin. Now, Arba Milin is very convenient because it's almost exactly 4 kilometers. So the question we ask is, how long does the average person walk 4 kilometers?
Pretty long.
So, three opinions. Wait, each kilometer is how long? 20 minutes a kilometer. No, not running, walking. Leisure. You cannot walk a leisure kilometer in 5 minutes. I mean, maybe you're 7'3" and your legs are much longer than mine. But like no.
Like
the average person, the average person cannot walk a kilometer in 5 minutes.
Like 12 to 14 minutes.
Okay, so you ready? Opinion one, Jermessa Deshin, 18 minutes. That goes to 72 minutes. That, my friends, is the Minhag of B-A-Y-T.
Light.
Yes, that's the minhag of the bayit, is 72 minutes. That's what we use for when fast begin. That's what you're not allowed to start shachar before that time. You can't recite brachos of shachar. That's 72 minutes. That's where we get it from. Okay?
Even for after Shabbos or no?
No, no. Okay, cover this is the morning time. Morning time. So a los shachar for the bayit is 72 minutes. That was what Rabbi Tau established. Okay. So.
Is that considered a more machmir opinion or no?
In the middle. Yeah, it's in the middle. Because you'll see why. Well, it's the earlier. It's the best for a fast day, but it's not necessarily the best for tefillin time. You follow?
Yeah.
That's why you notice, but it's fast day times is pretty late. It's because of that.
But also the tefillin is like the latest.
Yeah, so here we go. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, to walk a kilometer is 24 minutes, and therefore it's 124 minutes before Netzachama. That's 2 hours. Let me tell you, that is a very leisurely.
Very leisurely walk.
Very leisurely walk. A kilometer in 24 minutes? My 2-year-old can walk faster than that. Maybe. Actually, I'm not so sure. Then the opinion of the Chok Yaakov is 90 minutes, because he holds a 22.5, it's 90 minutes, right? And this, by the way, is the standard opinion in the land of Israel. That middle opinion, I've never seen, even though Shulchan Aruch Harav holds that way, Chabad Lubavitch, but I've never seen that printed anywhere. Maybe in a Chabad calendar it's printed. I've never seen that way.
Not Sephardim?
No, because that's Kach, Pasak, Lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch Harav. The classic Sephardim, I'll probably take the top one too. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. So, now the other issue that you have to calculate for, and this is what makes things extremely complicated, is, are you ready for this? I know this is not shocking to anybody here, but it's curved. I know you're aware of this, that our earth is curved. So in a curvature, when you have a light that goes up, it's not so simple. And this is depend on where you are, the angle of the earth compared to the sun. Because take a look over here. If I have the sun, and let's say I'm located in this part of the earth. Right? So if this is the earth, and this is the sun, it's going to be a lot closer. But there are times, as you know, I'm located here. If I'm located here, it's going to get me longer. So how could you tell me that it's the same time all year round? That's incorrect. The way the earth is curved towards the sun, it potentially will change. How could you tell me that it's 72 minutes all year round? That's not true. It's going to vary depending on the relationship between the sun and the earth. So we have to also calculate and take into consideration the curvature of the sun and the angle. The bayit's time does not do that. The bayit's time is 72 minutes. Doesn't matter if it's winter, doesn't matter if it's summer. By the way, the earth and the sun are closer together when? It's actually
summer.
The winter. So,
it's winter.
Well, it depends which hemisphere you're talking about.
Right. So in our hemisphere, when it's summertime,
winter.
It's actually closer in the wintertime, right? They drew the angle, right? It's often closer, right? Is that right?
I have no idea. I just totally guess. You guys do sciences.
Isn't it closer in the summertime?
No, but there's an angle difference. But the angle's different. I think it's closer, but the angle's different. Maybe it's physically closer, but it's not angled closer. So I remember. It's one or two or the other. I don't remember. So, here. I'm so silly. He says right here. Are you ready? In Nisan and Tishrei, they're equal. Here we go. Take a look at the third line at the bottom. The angle of the sun is 19.8 ma'alot mitachat la'ofek. That's considered when the sun is that many degrees below the horizon. That is considered a los hashachar. And that's going to depend. So, ka'amor, shiur zman mishtaneh b'meshach tekufot hashanah. In the kites, it's 112 minutes. And the choref, it's only 96 minutes. If Netzachama. See, I told you it was closer in the winter. There we go. It'll be 90 minutes. So it's a 90-minute calculation. Varies. That's a huge variance. 90 minutes during the solstice, and then can get high as 112 and as low as 96. That's a very large, right? It's a very large discrepancy. Is that right? Yeah. So you get. It's actually not true. I made a mistake. I apologize. When it's equinox, it's only 90 minutes. It varies. Even in the winter, it's actually far, and in the summer, it's even farther. Okay, that's the So it's very counterintuitive.
What's an equinox?
Equinox is equal days, day and night are equal. So there's a spring and there's a fall equinox, 12 hours of day, 12 hours of light. That's at 90 minutes. But then it varies in the summer and it varies in the winter. So what I wanted to point out is it's not so simple. So that's why modern calculations, if you have your iPhone app, if you take a look at your iPhone app, it'll say in there degree calculations that you can put in, and it'll sometimes take account of this. We don't do it that way in the shuls just because we want to have a set time. You don't need a computer calculator for it. That's what we do at the Bayit. Even though halachically it has challenges, it does make it a lot more simple just in terms of a set time. Okay, we'll end there for today.